Hello there, and thank you for joining us here on Health Empowerment. It's a long weekend. Things couldn't be better. And we're very happy to be here, as we are every Sunday at this time, brought to you by our friends at Omira Health, where you can take control of your health with natural solutions, because all you have to lose are the side effects. That's kind of the motto of our show. My name is Peter Shad, along with my friend and orthomolecular therapy encyclopedic knowledge guy. That wasn't right, but Croft Woodruff is here.
Whatever. It's great to be here, Peter, always.
I throw you the hard questions, you answer them. How it works. You could find Omira's website, by the way, omira.ca, and you could follow along at home if you wish, omira.ca. We got a great show for you today. A pair of guests that you'll want to hear from, Dr. Stephen Tyers, who you've heard on this program before, is going to talk a little bit about the bioenergetic scan that we've been talking about and actually giving away free samples for over the last few weeks. And we're also going to have Frank in from the hyperbaric chamber. Frank has helped so many people. We're going to talk to one of the people actually that Frank has helped in that hyperbaric chamber and find out, why does hyperbaric oxygen therapy work? What is it about this tank? What does it do, and how can it help you? And we're also going to have Croft's natural health news of the week. Couldn't help but notice there, Croft, you're not shaving. Is this, are you protesting something? Are you protesting Bill C-51? Is that what's...
Not exactly. I just get tired of shaving every once in a while. I'm tired of using a lawnmower, namely an electric shaver, and I'm going back to the safety razor. But then I decided, oh, to heck with that noise. So here's a beard. I had one last year. It lasted until I went to Montreal last July. And so I stopped shaving again.
Well, you look very grizzled and burly.
Yeah, I like the picture that I have on my license, driver's license anyway. So,
One of the things we want to talk about, and minerals actually play into this, is the total longevity plan you can get through Omira, because the three most important aspects of health and nutrition, which you've talked to us about before, is getting the right nutrition, the stuff that you need, absorption of said nutrition, and then the detox and the elimination of waste. I mean, you've talked about that so many times on the show. So what is drug-induced nutrient depletion? It's something that you've mentioned before. Do antibiotics fall into that category?
Well, they will deplete vitamins and minerals quite significantly, because they are antibiotics. They are actually, they have an affinity for metals. And so if the doctor is administering these antibiotics to treat an infection, he or she is not looking at the fact that these do take minerals out of the body, and they're not telling the patient they should be supplementing. And in any case, antibiotics, if you haven't cleared up the infection within 3 days, then obviously there's something more seriously wrong. But no question that the antibiotics will exacerbate the situation. As diuretics do, for instance. That's another example of drug-induced nutrient depletion. The diuretics take out minerals, and depending on the type of diuretic, can also take out things like coenzyme Q10, for instance, which is very important for healthy heart function.
Dietaric. Can you give an example, perhaps?
A diuretic?
Diuretic. My apologies.
Yeah, hydrochlorothiazide is one. There are loop diuretics for others, and they all have one thing in common. Some are potassium sparing, but nevertheless, they will do damage to the body by taking out nutrients. And if they're not being replaced, and quite frankly, even the very best diet balanced from the so-called four food groups, to even get the minimum daily requirements of vitamins and minerals, as well as other nutritional factors, the best that has ever been done is a 2,500-calorie diet, and that would be far, far too much. Fat city for most people, particularly for the elderly and for those who, for one reason or another, are not physically active.
He's Croft Woodruff. You're listening to Health Empowerment here on 1410, The Buzz of Vancouver. And we're talking about total longevity plan and just the things you need to do to keep yourself healthy and nutritious. And, you know, one of the things you do, if you call up Omira at 983-HEAL, by the way, 983-4325, and you say, I'd love to speak to Croft because my digestion is just not right. When we talk about getting the right nutrition for your needs, everybody's different. And you can sometimes just tell by looking at somebody that they're missing something. But how does that work when you sit down with somebody? Do you create a plan, or do you give them ideas?
I ask them questions. That's the best thing, to find out what is going on, so you can get a better idea of why they may be having these problems. And then you can make an assessment and give them some advice on what to do. If it's beyond my ken, I'm going to refer them to a medical doctor or a naturopath or chiropractor, as the case may be. Perhaps maybe they need physiotherapy. Who knows? But the thing is that everybody is very individualistic. Nobody is exactly the same. And there are many reasons for that, and genetics plays a big role. Some people have inherited requirements for more of a certain nutrient than maybe somebody else would be, and it can happen in the same family. Or, on the other hand, they can acquire a need for certain nutrients because of a lifetime of mistakes in terms of dietary choices. You know, for instance, we could talk about kidney stones. People who are heavy beer drinkers are more prone to kidney stones than people who are not. People who don't get enough magnesium in their diet can make calcium oxalate stones. Others whose digestion isn't so hot can make staghorn protein-formed stones. They can be very problematic.
We just found out from a study in England that you can actually have a gene for having the sweet tooth, which I have, by the way. And so those people are more inclined to head straight for the ice cream when they're feeling blue, I guess.
Well, actually, I think we all have a gene for sweet tooth simply because we don't make vitamin C. We have to get it from food sources. And, of course, long before man started processing sugar or rainy, you know, putting up with the stings of a beehive to raid the honey, fruit, especially the berries, are loaded with vitamin C, and they're sweet. And so you have a craving, you go after these sweet berries, and, you know, huckleberries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, and other fruit that are loaded with vitamin C. And that's how we would get our vitamin C, as well as from other vegetables that are known to have a certain quantity of vitamin C in them. But we didn't know that until in the 1930s, when the Hungarian scientist Albert Szent-Györgyi this finally isolated and identified vitamin C, and for that he won a Nobel Prize.
What about detox and the elimination of waste, which is critical, isn't it? What you pass through and get rid of is as almost important as what you put into your body.
Well, again, and I've said it before, unfortunately, for various reasons, stress being a big one, but wrong choices in food. Food can stay in the stomach for up to 16 hours. And it can happen because you're not making enough vitamin C. It takes a lot of metabolic energy to produce vitamin C. The stress takes the energy out of you. You can't digest. It sits there. It ferments. And it's the ferments that give the symptoms of a lot of problems we associate with indigestion. And, of course, these toxins do get into the bloodstream. The liver has to deal with it. And you show me a person with long-term digestive problems, I'll show you a person who, sooner or later, if they're not already suffering from liver problems, gallbladder disease, pancreatitis. And if these things aren't taken care of, then they can evolve into more serious conditions like pancreatic cancer.
He's Croft Woodruff. This is Health Empowerment on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver. It's brought to you by Omira Health on First Street in North Vancouver. The telephone number is 604-983-HEAL, 604-983-4325. Maybe set up an appointment with Croft. And I want to get to a quick email that we got about some minerals and some questions somebody had about them, including, does calcium cause kidney stones?
Actually, as I mentioned a little earlier, it's the lack of magnesium in the diet that can contribute to kidney stones. Maybe not enough of the B vitamins, especially vitamin B6. And for people who consume a lot of sweets, use up a lot of B vitamins and protein to deal with metabolizing sugar. But in the case of kidney stones, they're usually calcium oxalate. Magnesium oxalate is very water soluble. So if you're getting more magnesium than calcium, or on a 1-to-1 ratio of calcium to magnesium in equal amounts, you're not likely to make any kidney stones. Other than there are these staghorn type of protein based kidney stones, and that has something to do with faulty protein digestion and metabolism, probably.
What about do antioxidants like vitamin E, vitamin C, beta-carotene, pro-vitamin A, do they cause lung cancer?
Well, that is a very interesting situation because this study has been really highly publicized that these vitamins, these antioxidants, are more problematic than what they're supposed to prevent or even manage to treat, because the studies that they are citing, 759 or so studies that were in the only a fraction of the 50,000 studies that are out there in the medical journals regarding the benefit of vitamins, and they only took out 67 of them to make their point that the antioxidants, mainly vitamins A, that's provitamin A, the carotene, beta carotene, vitamin C, vitamin E, and probably selenium, would cause cancer or make it worse. Well, the people they were studying were alcoholics, heavy drinkers, heavy smokers, and overall a lifestyle that certainly is not conducive to a good immune function or definitely good health. And in the amounts of nutrients, particularly the antioxidants that they were talking about, they wouldn't have made a difference anyway. So this is just setting up a straw man to knock down. And, of course, you see a wealth now of negative stories about vitamins, coincidentally, along with Bill 51, C-51, that the conservative government has just it's been almost a month now that they've introduced that into Parliament, and there's a lot of people very upset. And so they should be, because it is a threat against our right to take self-empowerment, self-responsibility for our health. And if people were more health conscious, it would be less of a drag on the healthcare system. We need to know more about nutrition and what are the right things to eat and what are the wrong things to stay away from. But when you look at the deaths that are caused by the pharmaceuticals, that's where the problem lies. And I've talked to former agents who worked for Health Canada as drug enforcers, and they said that the pharmaceutical industry gives Health Canada far, far more trouble compared to what the few problems that they might have with the natural health products industry. It's overkill, and what I see is that Big Pharma's got mega bucks going into the coffers of the political parties to influence them to support this bill. Actually, what's happened is that Health Canada lost a very significant case in 2006, True Hope versus Regina. The bottom line is when $50 of vitamins worth that much a month can eliminate $1,250 worth of drugs, antipsychotic drugs, and actually relieve the symptoms and stop the symptoms of bipolar disorder, you know that Big Pharma is really worried, and so are our Ottawa regulators who are now trying to suppress the truth.
We're going to talk more about Bill C-51 in just a second. Croft Woodruff is here. The show is brought to you by Omira Health Center, 604-983-HEAL, 604-983-4325. And when we continue, we'll talk with Omira's Dr. Steve Tyers on these organ scans, what they are, how they work, and how they can help you. We'll also talk about hyperbaric oxygen therapy a little bit later on, and much, much more still to come. You're listening to Health Empowerment. This is 1410, The Buzz of Vancouver.